Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NTPC Q2 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bharanidhar Vijayakumar from Avendus Spark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Avendus Spark, I welcome you all to the 2Q FY26 and 1H FY26 earnings conference call of NTPC Limited. Representing the company, we have Mr. Jaykumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, along with other functional directors. Without further ado, I pass over the call to Mr. Jaykumar Srinivasan. Over to you, sir.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Good evening, everyone. I am Jaykumar Srinivasan, Director of Finance, NTPC Limited and NTPC Green Energy Limited. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to our earnings conference call for the second quarter of FY26 and half year ended September 30th, 2025. Today I am joined by my colleagues on the board, Sri Shivam Shivastav, Director of Fuel, NTPC, Sri Shanmuga Sundaram, Director of Projects of NTPC and NGL, Sri Ravindra Kumar, Director of Operations, NTPC, Sri Anil Kumar Jadli, Director of Human Resource, NTPC, along with the key members of our senior management team of both the companies. We have announced our unaudited financial results for Q2 and H1 for FY26. Operational and financial snapshot indicating key performance indicators have also been shared with the stock exchanges and are available for the investor reference. I will now share some key perspective on the Indian power sector to begin with, and NTPC and NGL's performance, key developments, sustainable initiatives and growth drivers for the future. Let me begin with a brief outlook on the Indian power sector. India's growing economy, expanding industrial base under the Make in India, Made for the World vision and rapid urbanization are expected to drive sustained growth in the power demand. We are also seeing new age demand accelerators emerging, particularly the giga-scale data centers recently announced by several global technology majors. We expect that the recent geopolitical situation will also offer opportunity for the country to become a hub of global capacity centers. These developments will continue to reinforce the need for reliable, affordable and sustainable power to support the country's long-term economic growth. With GDP projected to grow between 6.5 to 7% in the coming year, electricity demand is expected to rise steadily, led by manufacturing and expanding digital infrastructure. The government's focus on Viksit Bharat 2047, coupled with the continued thrust on renewable energy and energy transition, is expected to create strong investment opportunities across the power value chain. In the current fiscal, demand growth has been somewhat moderate compared to the previous years, largely due to the milder summer and extended monsoon. However, the underlying economic momentum remains firm, and demand drivers, especially from industrial and commercial sector, are expected to show upward growth. This landscape presents significant opportunities, and NTPC and NGL are poised to capture the next phase of India's power sector growth by balancing conventional and non-conventional sources to ensure reliability, affordability and sustainability. With a strong pipeline of projects under execution, a calibrated and a measured investment approach, both entities are prepared to play a pivotal role in meeting the country's energy needs. Now turning specifically to our capacity growth, as of H1 FY26, NTPC group capacity rose to 83,893 megawatts. Nearly 10% increase from the previous year's same period, which was 76,443 megawatts, clearly indicating that we are expanding at a faster pace. We have added 4,403 megawatts till H1 FY26. by far the highest capacity added in any half year since our inception. Of this, 1732 megawatt is on standalone basis, 1506 megawatt from NGL and its JVs, and balance 1165 from other JVs and subsidiaries. Additionally, 956 megawatt has been added in the current month, that is October, taking total fresh capacity addition to 5,359 megawatt as on date. It is worth mentioning that highest ever capacity addition by the NTPC group in a single year stands at 6,984 megawatt in 2019-20. However, we have already achieved 5,359 megawatt within the first 7 months of the current financial year. NGEL group has added 1,506 megawatt in H1 and further added 156 in October till date, taking total installed capacity to 7,564 megawatt. With this, NTPC group installed capacity rose to 84,849 megawatt. Coming to the operational performance during H1 FY26, due to the adoption of sustained maintenance practices, we maintained over 90% availability of our coal-based stations, demonstrating operational reliability. The group's total generation stood at 214 BUs, which is around 6 billion units lower compared to H1 FY25, primarily due to subdued demand during the period. This is consistent with the overall trend observed in the country's coal-based generation during the same period. Our coal station has maintained a PLF of 70.52% vis-a-vis rest of India, average of 64.32%, which reflects our best-in-class operational practice. The current stock at our station is 13.4 billion metric ton, up by 2.1 million metric ton for the same period last year, and is sufficient for 15 days generation at 85% PLF for our stations. Coal receipt for NTPC group has been 129 million metric ton, of which 21.63 million metric ton is sourced from our captive mines, which is 16.76% of the total receipts. Further, our captive mines registered a dispatch growth of 2.61% vis-a-vis the previous year. NTPC group has 9 coal blocks with peak rated capacity of 91.6 MMTPA. With the commercial operation declared of the Kerandari coal mine with effect from April 1, 2005, a total of 6 coal blocks are now under commercial operation. NTPC has incurred capital expenditure of 13,300 crores in coal mining as on 30th September 2025. I will now take you through some of our key financial numbers, giving comparison to the corresponding period. For NTPC on a standalone basis, total income for Q2 FY26 is 40,689 crores, as against 41,245 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. For H1 FY26, the total income is 84,022 crores as compared to 86,298 crores in the corresponding previous period. NTPC's profit after tax for Q2 FY26 is 4,653 crores as against 4,649 crores in the corresponding quarter of previous year. On a half yearly basis, PAT is rupees 9,428 crores as against 9,160 crores in H1 FY25. Total income of the group for H1 FY26 is 93,083 crores as against 94,179 crores in corresponding previous period. Profit after tax of the group for H1 FY26 is 11,334 crores against the corresponding previous year PAT of 10,886 crores, registering an increase of 4%. During H1 FY26, our subsidiaries earned a profit of 1,805 crores as compared to 1,362 crores in the corresponding period of the previous year, registering an increase of 33%. NTPC share of profit in JVs was 1,059 crores in H1 FY26 as against rupees 1,124 crores in H1 FY25. During H1 FY26, we have accounted for dividend income of 1,271 crores from our subsidiaries and joint venture companies as against 762 crores during H1 FY25. Sorry. Standalone regulated equity as on 30th September 25 was 94,454 crores as against 89,430 crores as on 30th September 2024, an increase of 6%. Consolidated regulated equity as on 30th September 2025 was rupees 1,16,022 crores as against 1,05,049 crores as on 30th September 2024, an increase of 10%. Coming to adjusted PAT, on a standalone basis, adjusted PAT for Q2 FY26 is 4,518 crores. This is against 4,202 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, an increase of 8%. For H1 FY26, adjusted PAT is 8,932 crores as compared to 8,379 crores in the corresponding previous period, registering an increase of 6%. On consolidated basis, adjusted PAT for Q2 FY26 is 5,069 crores as against 4,943 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year, an increase of 3%. For H1 FY26, adjusted PAT is 10,808 crores as compared to 9,856 in the corresponding previous period on a consolidated basis, registering an increase of 10%. During Q2 FY26, a loan agreement amounting to JPY equivalent of $100 million was executed on 16th July 25 between NTPC and CTBC Bank Company Limited, Tokyo. Average cost of borrowing during H1 FY26 was 6.11% as compared to 6.63% in H1 FY26. This has been mainly achieved through refinancing and restructuring of loans. As regards capital expenditure, in H1 FY26, we have incurred a group level capex of 23,115 crores as compared to 17,474 crores in the corresponding previous period. While on a standalone basis, NTPC has incurred a capex of 14,149 crores in H1 FY26 as compared to 14,040 crores in the corresponding previous period. The gross property, plant and equipment as on 30th September 2025 on the group level has increased by 54,336 crores to 4,37,142 crores during last 1 year, an increase of 14%. Turning to NTPC Green Energy Limited.
Participants, please stay connected while we reconnect the management. Ladies and gentlemen, the management is reconnected back. Thank you for staying with us.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible. Please go ahead.
Okay, I'll begin where I'd left at the time of getting disconnected. So, turning to NGL side, NGL's revenue from operation for H1 FY26 on consolidated basis increased 19% to 1,292 crores compared to 1,082 crores in H1 FY25. Operating EBITDA also rose significantly by 21% in H1 FY26 to 1,133 crores compared to 933 crores in H1 FY25. NGL's operating EBITDA margin has improved to 88% in H1 FY26 as compared to 86% in H1 FY25. NGL's revenue from operation for Q2 FY26 on consolidated basis surged by 21.5% to 612 crores compared to 504 crores in Q2 FY25. Operating EBITDA also rose significantly by 26% to in Q2 FY26 to 530 crores compared to 420 crores in Q2 FY25. NGL's operating EBITDA margin has improved to 86% in Q2 FY26 as compared to 83% in Q2 FY25, underscoring the robust profitability of our renewable business. Capital investment remains a strategic priority for NGL. During the 6 months ended 30th September 2025, NGL and its subsidiaries incurred a consolidated capex of 6,607 crores, substantially higher than 4,884 crores spent during the 6 months ended 30th September 2024. Some of the other key points on financial results that I'd like to share: NTPC has declared the first interim dividend of 2.75 per equity share for the financial year 25-26. Based on the question raised by the investors during earlier con calls, I would like to inform that fixed cost under recovery till September 2025 is 625 crores, and we expect this number to be around 250 crores by the end of the year. Our operational gains from coal station for H1 FY26 is 238 crores on account of SG incentive, primary frequency response, etc., and 49 crores from hydro stations. We are improving our operational practices continuously to reduce under recoveries and maximize gains. Coming to our efforts on the energy storage system, we are exploring different sources of energy storage system, including battery, PSPs, and CO2 based systems. Out of the 21 gigawatt of PSP we are pursuing on different fronts, we have commissioned 2 units of 250 megawatt each at Tehri pump storage project in H1 FY26, and we expect to commission remaining 2 units in the current fiscal. Further, based on our engagements with various states, we got firm allocation of 12,670 megawatt of additional PSPs to be executed in NTPC group, for which the preliminary studies are underway. On BESS, we are developing 1990 megawatt hour 1 through TBCB route, 1520 megawatt hours at co-located solar projects of NTPC, 5280 megawatt hours co-located near existing solar projects. Additionally, 5000 megawatt hours at existing thermal projects being developed by NTPC and viability gap funding of 18 lakhs per megawatt hour shall be receivable. Further, the work on 160 megawatt hour CO2 based energy storage system at Kudgi is currently under progress. On the sustainability front, NTPC continues to strengthen its ESG performance through digital interventions, transparent disclosures, and a continuous focus on measurable sustainable outcomes. Our ESG ratings have shown notable improvement since last year, financial year. MSCI ESG rating has progressed from 3.4 to 4.1, while Sustainalytics ESG risk rating improved from 35.7 to 31, very close to a brand upgrade. We have declared the commercial operation of flue gas desulfurization systems for a cumulative capacity of 20,270 megawatts, and work is in progress for balance 39,390 megawatts. We are continuing our focus on environmental commitments by planting over 1 million trees each year. Biomass co-firing at our plants has also increased significantly, reaching over 5 lakh metric tons in first half of the FY26, nearly double the level achieved during the same period last year. These positive moments reflect our robust governance practices, enhanced stakeholder engagement, and accelerated execution of our environmental commitments. On the international business development side, both units of Bangladesh, Bangladesh India Friendship Power Company Limited, BIFPCL, are currently operating with over 90% availability and a PLF of around 85%. Payments from the off-takers are being received within 60 to 90 days of billing. The groundbreaking of the first phase of Sampur Solar Power Plant was held on 5th April 2025 in the presence of Honorable Prime Minister of India and His Excellency President of Sri Lanka. The project activities are in progress. Recently, a joint declaration was made by the Honorable Prime Minister of India and the Honorable Prime Minister of Mauritius to advance the government-to-government proposal for establishing a 17.5 megawatt floating solar PV project with a 48 megawatt hour battery energy storage system at Tamarind Falls, Mauritius. Some of the other key developments include business transfer agreements for transfer of coal mines from NTPC to NTPC Mining Limited was signed for hiving off coal mining business at an estimated value of 10,503 crores and Chetty Bariatu and Badam mines has been transferred. We expect to complete transfer of all the remaining mines to NML in the current fiscal. Receivables from various DISCOMs improved to 28 days from 33 days last year, same period. Honorable Prime Minister of India has laid the foundation stone on 22nd September 2025 for two hydropower projects of NEEPCO in Arunachal Pradesh. The project include Hio Hydroelectric Project 240 megawatt and Tato 1 Hydroelectric Project 186 megawatt. Having an estimated cost of over 3,700 crores. NTPC Vidyut Vyapar Nigam Limited has registered a growth of 11.45% in the power trading, up from 22.3 billion units to 24.8 billion units. Another important event has been the issuance of CRC Suomoto order, which provides a structured framework for scheduling of thermal stations and addresses the issue of supply obligation on generators in the event of infeasible schedule by the DISCOMs. It also enables stable operations, stable plant operations. We would be happy to take any further questions on this topic during the Q&A session. NGL secured a contract for supply of 0.7 lakh ton of green ammonia in the recently concluded green chemical tender, marking its entry into the emerging segment. This win provides opportunity to set the foothold in the new market of green hydrogen chemicals under the National Green Hydrogen Mission. On the nuclear side, Honorable Prime Minister has laid the foundation stone of Mahi Banswara Rajasthan Atomic Power Project 4x700 megawatt in Banswara, Rajasthan on 25th September 2025. The Government of India has approved the transfer of the project from NPCIL to Ashwini at book value. And excavation work is expected to commence shortly. While we expand into new areas, we remain steadfast on our proven practice and core strengths. We are expediting new capacities in coal, renewable and nuclear. Additionally, we are exploring opportunities in energy storage, green chemicals and other new technology areas, including our international presence. As highlighted during annual investor meet, we have revised our capacity addition target from existing 130 gigawatt to 149 gigawatt by 2032 and 244 gigawatt by 2037. Accordingly, the estimated capital expenditure requirement is 7 lakh crore by 2032. Our current capacity under construction stands at 33 gigawatt, consisting of 17 gigawatt coal, 2 gigawatt hydro and 14 gigawatt renewables. To achieve the targeted capacity addition, we are well on track to place awards of contracts of new capacities in both coal and renewables. In the current fiscal, pending some minor clearances, we have placed limited notice to proceed order for 2,400 megawatt Meja 2 expansion to be executed through Meja Urja Nigam Limited, JV with Uttar Pradesh. we have also placed fresh contracts for 3 gigawatt of renewable capacity. Additional contract for land and connectivity placed for 1200 megawatts. We are also systematically looking out for huge, large parcels of land banks for our solar project, so that connectivity would be available, becomes automatically viable for a large capacity projects with huge land banks. Allotment of land parcels by various state governments with aggregate capacity of 16.5 gigawatt is in advanced stage. 4 gigawatt Andhra, 10 gigawatt Rajasthan, 2.5 gigawatt Gujarat, 6.5 gigawatt through tenders. With this, our total land pool has reached to 22.8 gigawatt. We are exploring partnerships with various international players in the nuclear domain to prepare ourselves for setting up of capacities in our nuclear subsidiary, NTPC Parmanu Urja Nigam Limited, once we get required permission from the government. FY26 so far has been a strong year for both NTPC and NGL, with record capacity addition and healthy financial performance. A major milestone has been the foundation stone laying of the Mahi Pansora project. It marks our formal beginning of NTPC's nuclear energy journey. As we look ahead to the second half of FY26, we remain optimistic about both the economy and the power sector. For NTPC, the focus remains on the timely completion of under-construction projects, strengthening fuel security and continuously improving plant efficiency and availability. India is once again adding substantial thermal capacity. We are a key part of this national mission. At the same time, NGEL is driving expeditious execution of renewable projects to ensure capacity ramp-up, supporting our goal of achieving 60 gigawatt of RE capacity by FY32. We are also exploring opportunities in battery storage and hybrid projects to deliver round-the-clock renewable power and strengthen our clean energy portfolio. The nation is progressing towards becoming a developed economy, in turn increasing the power demand. As a key player in the power sector, we are ensuring that we meet this demand while staying ahead of the competition. We are committed to enhancing shareholders' wealth and continue to strive for improving performance in every facet of our business. Thank you for joining us. Over to Bernie.
So we may proceed to the Q&A session.
Yes. The audio quality may not be as good as the...
No issues, sir. No issues.
I advise everybody to be loud enough, loud and clear.
Okay, sir. Noted. So thank you very much, participants. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. And
good evening.
For the opportunity. My first question is, sir, on the capacity addition target. Are you on track to meet the capacity target of 11.8 gigawatt, 4.5 gigawatt conventional and 7.2 gigawatt in FY26? Or do you think there could be some miss?
Yeah, very much we are quite geared up. In fact, for FY26, we have a target of 219 megawatt on a standalone basis and 7,825 megawatt for JVs and subsidiaries, both totaling to 9,844. And for financial, next financial year, figure is 9,600 megawatt, and for financial year 28, it would be 10,564. So we have a clear visibility on the CODs over the next 3 years.
Is it possible to break the FY28 number between conventional and RE?
FY25 or FY26?
FY28 number. Between 28. Conventional and RE.
FY28, the thermal would be 2120, hydro would be 444, and renewable would be 8 gigawatt, so all totaling to 10,564.
Understood. My second question is, sir, what is the status of major phase 2 projects? Is it expected to take off in near term or is it delayed?
Major, you said?
Major phase 2, sir. Major phase 2.
Major phase 2.
Major phase 2, all phases are in place. Only the state government of UP approval is required. It's a matter of time. It is expected to take place within, say, 2 months. We'll be starting the project work, from 1st of Jan.
Understood. My last question is that on the ESL losses, how long the ESL losses will continue in your opinion and the losses will be arrested and it will stop impacting our P&L?
Can you repeat the question?
From the Energy Efficiency Services Limited, how long these losses will continue in your opinion and the losses will be arrested?
Yeah, I'll just pass it on to our executive
director. Good evening, everybody. I would just like to inform the members that we are already, the promoters are taking this very, very seriously regarding this ESL, and all attempts are being made to get the receivables from the various urban local bodies, and we are looking at various options, including our stake sale in IntelliSmart.
Understood, sir. Understood, ma'am. So, does it mean the losses will continue in FY26 for the entire fiscal?
The losses will continue till FY26, yes.
Understood. Thank you.
But I can emphasize that all the promoters at the concert are very seriously about this matter, and they are taking various actions for the same.
Understood. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. My question is on the battery side. You talked about 5,000 megawatt of battery with thermal projects and 5,020 with existing solar. Can you also elaborate on the timeline of execution for these projects?
Expected completion is in 3 years from our data power.
And when is the date of award likely to be?
Already we have tendered 2.3 gigawatt. Another 2.9 gigawatt will come out in, say, December. So we are expected to award in the financial itself.
Okay, this financial. And then within 3 years, it should. And yes. Fair to assume it is all regulated return, right? Both with solar
and the 5,000 is fully regulated.
And the 5,020 with existing solar, that also?
That is not regulated.
Okay.
Yeah. The one which is co-located with our thermal plants will be part of the thermal business, of plus business.
Okay. So you talked about four parts, right? One was through TBCB 1990 megawatt. That is TBCB. Then you talked about 1520 megawatt of co-location. Right. Mm. That is also regulated?
No, 5,000 will be the regulator. NTPC plant, 5,000 will be regulated.
Okay, that's the only one regulated. Okay. And also, if you can just remind us, what is the balance capacity commissioning for FY26? How much you still have to do both on thermal side and renewable side?
The balancing thermal is 800 megawatt.
Okay.
And in renewable it is 4 gigawatt, you can say approximately.
4 gigawatt in the second half. Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Atul Tiwari from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you a lot. Sir, could you shed some light on plans of ordering a new coal-based generation capacity in the rest of FY26, FY27 and FY28?
You want the ordering? New ordering?
The ordering of new coal-based generation plants.
Okay, in this financial year, another 1.6 gigawatt is expected to be awarded. Then coming to next financial year, we are planning 2.4 gigawatt. Then beyond that, we have another, earlier we had a plan of 800, now we may go for 1.6 gigawatt.
Okay. And for the nuclear power project at Mahi Banswara, you know, what is the configuration and how much is the total capex?
Mahi Banswara, the cost will be around 20 crore per megawatt. The date of completion will be 6 years from first port contract. That will be from December 26 to December, it will be in the 2032-33. The total capex is already around 50,000 crores total capex.
50,000 crores. Okay, and when will you start placing the orders?
This will be 4 units of 700 megawatt, constituting 2,800 megawatt. The estimated cost per rupees crores per megawatt will be 20, and so that takes it to the range estimated around 50,000 crores. Execution time is 6 years. And broadly, the offtake will be to state of Rajasthan, Gujarat, Chhattisgarh, Andhra Pradesh.
Okay. And sir, when will the award of contracts start for the project?
See, the excavation contract is already awarded for Unit 1 and 2. And the free issue materials for this nuclear already been done by NPCIL. The balance package of nuclear island and the TG package is expected to award in this financial year, likely.
And sir, does it depend on the passage of civil nuclear reliability bill in the parliament, or you are not impacted by that?
This project has no effect on that. That CLND Act will help us to move further in the other technology, PWR technology.
Okay, and you have all other approvals, environmental clearance and everything.
Yes.
Okay, great. Good to know. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apoorva Bahadur from IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. I hope I am audible.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, I wanted to get some sense on NTPC green capacity addition. I can see the capital expenditure which you have incurred in the first half is around 6,000 crores. Last year it was 12,000 crores. Sir, can you let us know like how much of capital expenditure for the projects we are about to commission this year and maybe next year hasn't been incurred and how much we'll have to incur in the second half?
In the financial year 25-26, we are going to incur a capex of around 30,000 crores, in which will be financed through debt and equity. That is going to be the level of capex that is going to come in this financial year, which will be in the next financial year. This would further increase to around 45,000 to 46,000 crores.
This is at NTPC consolidated level.
This is at the NTPC green level.
Okay.
NGVS.
So, sir, we plan to spend 24,000 crores in the next 6 months at NTPC Green.
Yeah, because our significant capacity addition is planned in the H2. So, therefore, this level of capex will come in the second half.
Understood, sir. Very useful. Sir, also, I'll probably go back to the BESS investment that we have lined up. I understand that for the co-located BESS, it's cost plus. Can you help us understand, like, how should we think about the BESS which will be co-located with the renewable projects? What sort of returns can we expect and what's the tariff? How's the tie-up being done?
You see, the co-located BESS are primarily being done with an intent to use the solar capacity during the off-peak, during the peak hours in the evening. So that is expected to give us a significant boost in our revenue. But the exact numbers would come up only once we are able to firm up the tie-ups, because these are currently the tie-ups for the same, unlike the 5 gigawatt which is on coal, is not yet been finalized. We are in the process of acquiring the land nearby the connectivity where we are having, and that is the exact numbers in the return on equity would be known only after that.
Okay, so we won't be selling it on the merchant basis. We'll have firm tie-up for it.
No, we are going ahead with the project. However, the tie-up will keep on happening as and when the opportunity arises. But the intent is to start the work and move ahead with the projects initially on the merchant basis.
Understood, sir. So last bookkeeping question, if you can help me with the adjusted consolidated PAT for the quarter. I'm sorry, I think I missed that number.
Adjusted consolidated PAT.
Yeah, the adjusted consolidated PAT for Q2 FY26 is 5069, which I mentioned in my opening statement also.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Just follow-up on BESS co-located at thermal, just wanted to check this 5 gigawatt hour that you're adding, how do you decide where to co-locate it? Is it based on the cost of the plant, pit head, non-pit head, and the equity will be after VGF, I'm guessing, right? So after the VGF, whatever equity is, you look at regulated equity. I just wanted to understand the model there.
See, the choice of location is would be decided based on what is the variable cost over there. Ultimately, the higher variable cost is more likely to have a backing down. So these are all the plants, but at the same time, we will be judiciously choosing the plants where stored it, the peak hours tariff will be viable. So there will be a balancing that would be done between this. And as far as your question about VGF is concerned, the VGF will be the net of VGF. We will go for a debt equity model.
Okay, perfect. And the curtailment, the PLF that was down, you mentioned because of grid curtailment and all. This did it lead to higher O&M? Just trying to understand as we see this going forward, did it impact some O&M expenses, some other expense? I can see the PLF incentive is down, but anything on the operations part?
No, it doesn't have a direct correlation like that. Of course, if there is a backing down, the overall tariff is likely to go up because your fixed cost will be distributed over a lesser number of units in that sense. But otherwise, the operation and maintenance will not have that much sensitivity.
Okay. And on NTPC Green, just wanted to check on the pipeline. It's been around 9 gigawatt, pipeline which is not signed PPA. So how do you look at converting, there is that green hydrogen, green coke, Kakinanda project, there are some other projects also. What visibility are you getting on conversion, and how do you look at adding maybe to this pipeline? Also this RE-RTC projects that Ayana has, including some with Hindalco, any visibility on when can you look at commissioning some of these projects? They're just on that NTPC Green.
Answering the first part, the last part of the question, that is of Ayana. Ayana is progressing steadily with its work for the RE-RTC, and those projects are going to be commissioned almost by the end of this year. That is not a challenge at all. For the other, what was the first part you asked? Yeah, for the balance. The balance PPA, which we have not yet been done, we are judiciously approaching all the TBCB tenders which are coming up. Because the capacity addition is going on in parallel, we are hopeful that we would be able to get into good PPAs from through the TBCB routes. The C&I customers also we have been approaching. That challenge would be addressed that way.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We request all our participants to please limit their questions to two questions per participant. The next question is from the line of Sumit Kishore from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
On NGEL, could you give us the full year target for FY 2026, 2027, and 2028 for RE capacity addition, and how much of that is going to be at the JV level? That's my first question.
See, for the current financial year, as was already mentioned, the renewable capacity would be 5,365, and for the next year it is 8 GW. This is for the 2 years. What was the associated question you had?
Sir, how much of this capacity are you planning to add at the JV level? I mean, how much will not get consolidated line by line in the P&L?
Do you have a breakup of this? Yes. What is, how much is standalone?
1,500
MW would get consolidated from, would not get consolidated.
Every year for the next 3 years?
No, this is for the current financial year.
Okay. Okay. Sir, second question is, you spoke about the CERC Suo Motu order. Could you please explain the contours of it and how does it impact the business? That is not very clear in your opening remarks.
Yeah. In fact, there were some, constraints that NTPC or for that matter the central generator has been facing, that while we had an obligation to supply power, but there was no obligation on the part of the power offtaker, the DISCOMs, to give us a feasible schedule. Because there is always a constraint of ramping up. Primarily, we would the generation units has to run on a feasible schedule with a technical minimum. The earlier dispensation was that the DISCOM was not obliged to maintain that technical minimum, give a technical minimum schedule. At the same time, during the peak hours, the generator was obligated to keep its plant ready. This, there was a clear dichotomy over which was working to the, which was detrimental to us. Based on the policy advocacy and follow, now this Suo Motu orders ameliorated that situation for us, and we will be getting a feasible schedule so that we, a certain amount of technical minimum operation is assured to us. We are, from there we are able to ramp up to fulfill the peak hours requirement. Is that clear to you?
Very clear. So just you mentioned 244 gigawatt of capacity target. That was 2047.
2037.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a substantial amount of capacity you're planning to add between 2032 to 2037. Broadly,
yeah.
You know, how much of this are you planning on thermal, nuclear and RE? If you can give a broad breakup, that would be fine.
Thermal would be 13 gigawatt between 32 to 37. And I think hydro would be close to 0.3 gigawatt only. And renewable, we are targeting a substantial amount, almost double of that, close to 130 to 140 gigawatt. So that is a 55 to 60 gigawatt incremental. And the nuclear would be around 21 gigawatt, 2.1 gigawatt rather.
2.1.
So that would be the broad breakup, yeah.
Thank you so much and wish you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Majumdar from 361 BNK. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. You have a capacity under construction and thermal of 17 gigawatts and hydro of 2 gigawatts. Can you give us the execution schedule for this over the next few years, how it will pan out?
We have a under construction capacity of around 33 gigawatts. Broadly, the breakup is 17.3 gigawatts. Is from coal, hydro is 2.18 and RE 13.9. Now,
yeah.
If you look at the, we can give you a COD guidance of this, which we had already, I'll the cost of repetition, let me say, that broadly 6 gigawatt during the current year and 8 gigawatt each in the next 2 years.
That is for renewables, you said. I'm talking about thermal,
yes.
And hydro.
Thermal and hydro. So thermal is 2,780 during the current year, 1,600 in the next year, and 2,120 during the FY28. As far as hydro is concerned, it is 1 gigawatt during the current year. Next year, there won't be any COD achievement, but the year next, it would be 444 megawatt or 0.44 gigawatt.
And could you give us some color on the any fresh thermal bidding that you're doing? Because we've seen some PPAs getting signed between states with Adani and JSW respectively. So any endeavor on this front?
No, we don't intend participating in any tariff-based competition.
No.
Yeah.
At this instant, we don't. And sir, last question is, our regulated equity as of 30th September is 1,16,000 crores. So
yes.
What is our targeted regulated equity as of FY28?
FY28?
Yeah.
We can give you this figure. I mean, that will be, we'll have to work out on the CODs and, you know, the debt equity of that. We will give it, share it to you separately.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my question. Sir, in your opening comments, you mentioned that the PLF was down due to curtailment. My question is specifically on the RE. Have we seen curtailment at the RE level as well? And is the lower COF also a result of the extended monsoon?
Yeah, generally that's the result of an extended monsoon and some curtailment in RE, Rajasthan is there because of that.
My second question is on the capacity addition point for RE. So the RE capacity addition has been slightly muted. In first half, and we have also reduced our our target for the year. What are some of the hindrances that we are facing in doing the installation of these projects and getting the commissioning done?
Yeah, the CEO will reflect this.
If you see in the first quarter, we added around 900 megawatts, and in the second quarter, we added around 600 megawatts. So this the second quarter, typically being in the monsoon season, is a muted season as far as capacity addition is concerned. The bulk of our capacity is in the balance period of, that is in the second half, is going to come from the regions of Bhuj and Khavda, plus Rajasthan. So there is no significant impediment as of now in this, on the solar side. However, if you ask, typically all wind projects, including ours, do face some ROW challenges in the movement of heavy vehicles. So that could be one reason probably for us, for slight slippage of the wind capacity that we have been targeting.
My last question would be on major phase on the new projects that you will be awarding. Would you be awarding them on the EPC basis, or will you be breaking the packages down into BTG, BOP? And you also mentioned that there are these 1.6 gigawatt of projects that are still to be awarded in FY26. Does this include major phase 2, or has that already been awarded?
Major, we have already issued LNTP on EPC basis to BHEL. Okay. So there is no question of packaging in major. Coming to this 1.3 gigawatt we have sold for balances, that is for Lara stage 3. That will be predominantly on packaging.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akash Mehta from Canara HSBC Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. So just continuing on the capacity addition front, if we on NGL, so we have added about 1.5 gigawatt, as you said, 900 in the first quarter and 600 in the second quarter. So what was it? I mean, how much of projects were to get commissioned during the first half in terms of the company's target or commissioning dates?
You want to know the projects that are, that we have commissioned in the first half?
No, I mean targeted, like what was the company's target in terms of the first half commissioning and versus what has been achieved? So just want to check on that.
In the first half, in the first quarter, we exceeded what we had targeted for around 850 megawatt. We did more than that, around 900 megawatt. However, in the second quarter, there is a slippage, which is primarily because of the rains. We were targeting some another 300 to 400 megawatt more in Khavda, which got slipped, which we will make it up in the second quarter, in the second half.
Okay, sure. And I mean, going ahead also, I mean, if you could just help us give, if possible, target quarterly commissioning, at least for the next two or three quarters, if that's possible, like...
I can give you typical numbers, but again, on the RE business, quarter on quarter, there could be movement here and there slightly, but in traditionally in the third quarter and the fourth quarter, because it is the fair weather season in everywhere, so we are targeting around 2 gigawatt in the third quarter and another 1.7 gigawatt in the fourth quarter. That is our target currently at hand. And it is going to also come, as I told, from both NGL standalone, that means NGL group, along with the ONGPL, which is our JV with ONGPL. That is IANA.
Okay, sure. That's quite helpful. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as the last question. that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bharanidhar Vijay Kumar from Avendus Spark for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Sure. On behalf of Avendus Spark, I thank NTPC management for giving us this opportunity to host this call. I will hand over the call now to NTPC management for any closing remarks, if any.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of the management of both NTPC and NGL, I thank each and every participant in this earning call for their very relevant queries and fruitful interactions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Avendus Spark, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.